For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Streaming for Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline is brought to you by StreamGuys. Whether you're a major corporation or a private broadcaster, StreamGuys offers many services and solutions to fit your streaming needs, including mobile device streaming, adaptive multi-bitrate streaming, format-specific streams for services such as iHeart and TuneIn, embedded Flash and HTML5 player solutions, turnkey subscription services, detailed statistics and alerts, and much more. Affordable, reliable, scalable. StreamGuys, providing quality streaming media services since 2000.
Welcome back into tomorrow as we continue our special coverage of CES in Las Vegas. This segment brought to you by Jordy Light, the Swiss Army knife of flashlights for outdoor lovers. Visit jordylight.com. By Schneider Electric, the leader in smart, sustainable home energy management. Check out se.com. And by Matthias, the Mac keyboard experts, now making great mice too. Check out matthias.ca.
You know, every year for the past two decades, we have brought you Into Tomorrow from IFA, or IFA, as some people like to call it. It is the world's most important trade show for consumer electronics and home appliances, in spite sometimes of where we are in Las Vegas this week in particular. But it is the most important trade show globally, and they do a great job. And IFA Management, a new joint venture founded by GFU and the GFU Consumer and Home Electronics Group, together with Clarion Events, is the new group in charge of this massively popular show that we have been so proud to bring you every year for the past 20. We're delighted to join us here at the Showstoppers press event in Vegas this week, the managing director of IFA Management GmbH, it's kind of like saying incorporated in the U.S., Oliver Merlin. Oliver, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Very well. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for that lovely introduction. It's a pleasure to be here.
It was probably way too long, and I should have said, here's Oliver. Let's talk about what you do.
Well, it would have been very impressive if you'd gone on to explain what GmbH stands for. Not that I know.
Me either.
Basically like saying it's a limited company.
Yes. Or even more difficult, what GFU actually stands for, because I never try to pronounce that. But the point is that they are the Consumer and Home Electronics Group, and they have done a terrific job of working with them over the past years as well. So I was delighted when we learned that Clarion and GFU are bringing us, if you will, the new IFA.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about, first of all, Clarion as a trade show organizer.
Sure, yes. I will do. I will do, Dave, but actually what I probably might do just before that, if you don't mind, is I think that there is an important third leg to this triangle that we've got to acknowledge and realize that it's there, and I think the triangle is the right way to think about it. It's a very strong shape if you think about it. That third leg, of course, is Mesa Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, now I could sit here as a Clarion person and say, great, you know, we're the new organizers, etc., but with a show that's the size and the scale and the scope of IFA, you're quite limited in terms of venues.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's not any place in the country or the world
exactly
where you can hold it. Yeah.
So the Messe Berlin is a fantastic venue and will continue to be more than that. For us, it's not just a hall, right? There's an organization there, and there's people there, good people there, that we're trying to form new relationships with and make sure that we have a strong relationship with. Now, our commercial relationship, as you rightly say, for the brand and what the show is with the GFU.
Yeah.
And so this is the way I think about it. The GFU is the intellectual guardians of the brand, if you like. They decide where the brand goes.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I think so. We're the organizers, so we practically, we don't execute on their strategy, but we come up with the strategy together, and the GFU don't come and tell me how to run the show, and I don't tell them how to be an association, of course.
Right.
And we come up with the strategy, and then that huge other part is the Messe Berlin. We've got to, you know, we can't come up and dream of things that the Messe Berlin can't deliver. It's more than a a venue. It's a partner. So the three-legged triangle.
Sure. Yeah. And I've talked for many, many years, the last 20 at least, about the fact that IFA is a show truly rich in tech history. And it's what we cover, technology, for all these 28 years now that we've just launched this week here, our 28th year. So when you talk about the size, the scale, the history of IFA, it absolutely is rich in tech history.
Oh, absolutely. Not only history, not only tech history, but history itself.
In general, that's true.
I think that one of the, you know, the thing's been going nearly 100 years.
Yeah.
Of course, it hasn't run every year. Some of the years it was, you know, biannual.
Yeah, some little skirmish a few years, too, caused a delay,
yeah,
but, you know.
Those, but in terms of history, and there aren't many shows that can say that.
That's true.
You know, I've worked on some shows. I used to work a show in the UK called Spring Fair that's about 75, 80 years old, but this thing being nearly 100, they had Albert Einstein as a speaker.
Yes, as one of the first keynote speakers, and I'm always fond of talking about that, and people go, really?
Yeah.
Next year is their 100th year, for crying
absolutely,
out loud.
Absolutely, yeah. And so that's one of the things that you feel very immediately, you know, and we were talking about Clarion earlier. IFA, if there's a league table in terms of the shows in Clarion, IFA's number one.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of size. You know, it's a real honor and a privilege as, you know, somebody who's worked in the events industry now for 12 years or so. I've worked on some big events. Spring Fair might be about the same size, but IFA is, you know, it's huge.
Yeah.
And as you said earlier in your introduction, covers so many different aspects of the consumer electronics and home appliances industries. But, you know, the scale is just vast.
Yeah.
You know.
What's your take these days, Oliver, of the consumer electronics industry in general? Where do you think it's headed based on where it's been? Where are we going?
Look,
into tomorrow, if you will.
Yeah, into
where
tomorrow,
are we going?
Very good. Look, I mean, it's a kind of strange thing to say given what the whole world has been through in the last two or three years. But actually, for the events industry, obviously, it's a very bad time. You know, we were literally down to zero for a couple of years.
And all kinds of events. Yeah, not just CE.
Correct. And in 2022, the guys from Espelin did a fantastic job. And it was extraordinary, actually, what the size and scale of what they put on in 2022.
Oh, yeah.
For the consumer electronics industry, a lot of people stayed home in the last two or three years, and a lot of people upgraded, really invested in their homes. Consumer electronics grew. Home appliances actually grew. I don't see that changing, right? So I think even, you know, we've got all sorts of problems all over the world, political problems, economic problems, inflationary pressures. In these times, we still find, people still find the money to invest in these sorts of things. Actually, people see investments in time spent at home as a way to economize and not going out, right?
Absolutely.
So people still find the time to buy new TVs and fridge freezers.
Yes, because part of that is so important for entertainment, whether it's a new TV or gaming or whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that, and especially if you're spending more time at home because now you have new products to enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, same thing with home appliances.
Correct. Yeah. I think the outlook is good, both for our industry in terms of what we are and what we represent. You used the word trade show at the beginning in your introduction twice. And for me, that's one of the, you know, I love to talk about all the new things we're going to do, right? You know, the guys talk about the three I's that I keep talking about, inspiration, innovation, and imagination. And this whole thing around Berlin Tech Week, which we might talk about. But we have to understand and remember that what made IFA so great, it's been the number one preeminent show in the whole world. Where we are today is great.
Right? Yeah.
But as a trade show, if you're buying and selling in home appliances or consumer electronics, you've got to be at IFA.
Yes.
If you're not there, you've missed it.
And the other most important thing, unlike this CES show, for example, it's not open to the public, but IFA is. And I've always enjoyed the fact that we can sit back sometimes and watch families come in and ask questions of various exhibitors. You know, why is it blue? Why is the button there?
Yeah.
Why is it? And you see their marketing people behind them with a clipboard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Latest trend, blue washing machine.
You're right, exactly. I mean, making notes like crazy because it's the best focus group.
Yeah.
It's the consumers you're selling to. Well, and the engineers thought it was great, but no. The consumer is like, nah, if you did that, I'd buy one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that is awesome. You don't get that at a CES because it's only us media types and buyers and exhibitors, and you got to be in the industry or covering
one
it
of the things
to
that,
come here.
You know, when I looked at the dates of the show, I was like, this is crazy. This thing runs over a whole weekend. I've worked on very few shows that do that before. You might have sometimes a show that kind of finishes on the Friday and there's a Saturday for consumers. This thing, we were talking earlier before we came on air. Every Berliner, every German that I've met, you know, in the last couple of months, and I've only been in the job a little while, has been taken by their parents to IFA as like an institution that every German child goes to, and they get a goodie bag and they go and they all know IFA.
Good point.
It is like a fixture in the German psyche, in the Berlin. there's so much importance that IFA has to Berlin and Berlin has vice versa.
Yeah.
You really feel that, especially as an outsider, you know, walking in and trying to immerse yourself in that culture.
And it's so much fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because especially when there's three or four generations of a family.
Yes.
And you see the grandfather talking about how he was here, you know, not quite at Albert Einstein time, but shortly thereafter perhaps, and how the dad and the mom and the and it just goes down and it gives you the warm fuzzies. It really does.
Yes, it really
and
does.
What are your plans then for 2023? Because certainly coming up this September, we hope to be there again for our 21st year broadcasting from there. But any particular plans that you can share with us about this year coming up?
A few, although I'm quite wary to be a little bit humble in these kind of instances. It's very easy for an organizer to sit here in January and say, oh, look at what I'm going to do in September, you know, and then you don't really deliver.
Yeah.
Clarion has signed a deal with the GFU and with Messe Berlin for 10 years, right? At least 10 years.
That that's positive thinking.
Yeah, I think there's actually a clause that means it goes on longer, 15, et cetera, so on. So there's no, I'm under no pressure to deliver, you know, 25 great huge improvements in year one. But it's like we said earlier, we've got this fundamental, fantastic base, which everybody knows and what IFA is known for around the world. The best trade show for consumer electronics and home appliances in the world. We're so grateful for that and we're never going to take it for granted. To that, we're going to add pieces of magic, I hope.
Oh,
which,
I like it.
If we're being frank, IFA maybe has missed the ball on a few. You know, and places like this, and maybe Mobile World Congress have maybe stolen a march on us. You know, I'm talking about gaming, I'm talking about AI, robotics, digital health, wearables, mobility. IFA dips its toe in some of those areas, and I think really, I can't promise to, you know, suddenly become bigger than Gamescom by September, but certainly we're going to invest and look, you know, in those areas, what we can do. We also want to change the perception of IFA, and particularly using IFA Next as a place where you can come and see innovation and what's going to be the latest thing. You know, we have a nice offering in IFA Next, but last year there was only 137 startups. Here there's probably nearly 1,000.
Yeah.
And there are more European startups that come to Vegas than come to Berlin. I can't have
so
that.
So there's work to be done there.
Work to be done there.
Gotcha. And real quick in our remaining few seconds, Berlin Tech Week.
Yes.
I love the name of that, too. Tell me what's expected for Berlin Tech Week.
Great. So two things, really. Well, first of all, it's aspirational, right? We're not saying that, you know, IFA is Berlin Tech Week now, but it's something we would like to do. And we're going to have to, you know, find a lot of partners to make sure that really makes sense and hangs together. But what I want to feel, and it's something that we were talking about, you know, in terms of having this, when we did the deal, we went to see the mayor and I met the economics senator in the mayor's office in Berlin. And we got introduced to Visit Berlin and Berlin partners. And you really feel that kind of sense of civic kind of attachment and responsibility that you have, that IFA has that connection with Berlin and Berlin vice versa. So I really want to feel like in that first week of September, IFA is Berlin and Berlin is IFA.
Nice.
You know, it's all about tech. So
nice.
That's our idea. Though.
Well, we look forward to Berlin Tech Week and IFA in general. And of course, as always, we've been telling you this for over 20 years, ifa-berlin.com for more information. And then you'll see what Oliver and his team are up to in planning IFA 2023. And we absolutely look forward to hopefully seeing you there, getting you on the show there as well to talk about the things that have come to fruition.
Great. It would be a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. Oliver Merlin is the Managing Director for IFA Management. And again, ifa-berlin.com. We'll get you there, of course, as we always do, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Be sure to visit that website, ours, intotomorrow.com, to see all the videos of all the radio interviews here this week. Meantime, I'm Dave Graveline. Don't go away. Much more to come right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.